trying to extend the eviction moratorium just hours before it's set to expire, an effort to prevent millions of Americans from being forced out of their homes during the COVID-19 surge. A House panel meeting early today on a bill that would extend the eviction ban through December 31st. But passage was unlikely in the split Congress. More than 3.6 million Americans are at risk of eviction. American consumers increased their spending by 1% in June, a dose of energy for an economy that is quickly rebounding from the pandemic recession, but is facing new risk led by the Delta variant of the coronavirus. And on Wall Street, stocks are lower but are still on track to close out July with their sixth straight monthly gain. The Dow is off 132 points, the NASDAQ 94 points lower. This is SRN News.
If you're attacked by a bear, a dog will throw himself into the mouth of a bear to save you. Dogs are dogs. They pour out their love onto you. Before long, you can't live without them. I have a chocolate cocker spaniel named Lady and a black mouth cur. He's about 120 pounds, and his name is Arlo. My little cocker, her coat's as soft as a stuffed animal. They're both real soft coats, and my dogs don't have any health problems because they're eating what they need to eat.
DINOVITE.com.
Dynavite is like pouring a multivitamin right onto their food.
The omega-3 fatty acids, flaxseed, zinc, alfalfa, the digestive enzymes that are cooked out of regular dog food.
We'll be scooping our Dynavite onto the food, then squirting the liquor chops and the fish oil. They start salivating.
Dynavite is nutrition.
You won't believe how happy your dog will be.
It's a lot of responsibility owning a dog. I get my Dynavite at DINOVITE.com.
The Rich Thomas Weather Network, brought to you by Montgomery Paint and Body. From a little fender bender to total body repair, MPB will fix it good as new, maybe better. For over 35 years, the Turner family has been getting you back on the road. Call 279-7325.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Well, hi, everybody. I hate to be the one to tell you that the heat advisory continues again today. This is the fifth day in a row. Our actual high temperature will be near 100, but the heat index is high as 108 today. Sunshine dominates. The rain chance is very small, 10% at best. And tonight's low down to about 80. Tomorrow, another tough day with a high in the upper 90s. More dangerous heat indices, but some widely scattered spotty storms will be around in the afternoon and evening hours. And the rain chances get better on Sunday and Monday, and the temperatures will level off. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
If you can picture it, you can do it. And ASE Credit Union can help. With low rates and an easy approval process, a home equity loan from ASE Credit Union is the smart way to borrow. Schedule an appointment or apply online. ASE Credit Union, your life, your goals, your ASE. Equal opportunity lender, NMLS number 420259.
Alabama News Network, I'm David Lamb. Alabama health officials say COVID-19 is raging through the state. Alabama now has the nation's highest positivity rate. Only 34% of Alabama's population is fully vaccinated. That's the lowest in the nation. The city of Montgomery's 44th homicide is 25-year-old Keisha Green. She was shot and killed on Rosa Parks Avenue Wednesday night. Three other people were injured. One of them suffered life-threatening injuries. The two others were hospitalized but are expected to be okay. And the state of Alabama was well represented at the NBA draft last night. Bama's Josh Primo went 12th to the San Antonio Spurs. Bama's Herbert Jones went 35th to New Orleans. Auburn's JT Thor was the 37th pick of the Detroit Pistons. And Sharif Cooper of Auburn went 48th overall to the Atlanta Hawks. Oklahoma State's Cade Cunningham went first overall to the Detroit Pistons. For these stories and more, watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32. I'm David Lamb.
Jessica Pig here with Pig Enterprises. Blue Water Broadcasting has been a major part of our continued growth, connecting us with the right customer base at the right time, helping us to get you behind the wheel of quality pre-owned vehicles for the past 20 years. If you're looking to maximize your advertising potential, Pig Enterprises believes you'll get a squeal of a deal from Blue Water Broadcasting.
Millennials, Gen X, Baby Boomers, Gen Z, no matter what you call your customers, over 90% of them listen to radio every week. Reach them where they are. Blue Water Broadcasting. Local folks helping local business.
The following is a paid program by Dan Morris Productions. The views and opinions are solely those of the host and other contributors. These do not necessarily represent those of Liberty Acquisitions 825, Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, staff, or any advertisers.
We're planning a trip to Spain later this year.
But our Spanish
is pretty bad.
When you learn a language, you want to actually use it. Babbel is designed with that goal in mind. Babbel's conversation-based method teaches you real-life words and phrases. And with Babbel's interactive, bite-sized lessons, you'll remember what you learned.
¿Cómo te llamas?
¿Cómo te llamas?
¿De dónde eres?
¿De dónde eres?
No matter your learning style or experience level, Babbel has lessons designed for you that will get you speaking quickly and confidently.
I tried learning Spanish before, but I couldn't stick with it until I found Babbel.
There's no easier way to learn another language.
Ahora hablamos español.
He just said, now we speak Spanish.
I can't wait to use our new language skills on our upcoming adventures.
Babbel, language for life, celebrating 10 million subscriptions sold. Now try Babbel for free at Babbel.com. Just go to Babbel.com and start learning a new language today. That's Babbel.com, B-A-B-B-E-L.com.
Call David Ernest and he'll have your retirement savings higher than the body count in a John Wick movie. Well, maybe not that high, but you know what I'm talking about. Don't miss the Health and Wealth Show, weekday evenings at 6 on News Talk 93.1 WACV.
Live, local talk. The River Region's most trusted voice for news and opinion. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
It's the Dan Morris Show. Join the conversation by calling 272-9228. And now, here's Dan Morris.
Well, good afternoon, everyone. I say as I drop my Ethan. Happy Friday. Happy Friday, Joey.
Happy Friday.
I feel like there should be a Happy Friday song. Instead of just the happy song, there should be a Happy Friday song.
We've had one for years. So welcome in.
I did not realize that we had a special Friday song.
Yeah, a little Quincy Jones goes a long way.
It's the things I learn here on News Talk 93.1. So my good friend Christian Camera is on with us today. Hiya, Christian.
April Marie, my dear. How are you doing?
I am doing well. For those who have not heard from Christian before, he is a friend of mine from Florida, first-generation U.S. Cuban. Is that how you describe that?
Yeah, Cuban-American.
Cuban-American. So I have to tell you, Christian, I was at dinner with a friend who said, I really like the guests you have on. I really enjoy them. And he said, my favorite is Christian. Now, I already told you this. We went to the beach and someone said that they didn't have any idea what was going on in Cuba. And I busted out the podcast and played it for them. And then when my phone died, we had to pick up another phone and listen to the rest of the podcast because you do such a great job of explaining what's going on in Cuba in simple terms.
Well, I appreciate that. Thank you so much for having me on.
Well, it's great to have you. Okay, so it sounds like, or it seems like, President Joe Biden is actually meeting with activists today at the White House to discuss the protests about the nation. Do we know anything besides he's having a meeting?
You know, I haven't heard much about this meeting. I did hear that some administration officials, some White House officials a few days ago met with some folks in the broader Cuban-American kind of sphere. Unfortunately, the people that they decided to meet with are activists who want to eliminate the embargo. So definitely no friend of the freedom fighters on the island, no friend of the Cuban exile community down in Florida and New Jersey. So, you know, we were very bothered by that. And in fact, Marco Rubio and a few others complained about that publicly, and that might be why this other meeting is taking place. I don't know the details of this meeting. I don't know who's going to be at this meeting, you know. Here, what representative of what organization.
You tell me if any of these are pro people. It says among the activists invited are L. Felice Gordo, the CEO of Emerge Americas and co-founder of Roots of Hope, the lead singer of Oracious, a Cuban hip-hop group, Manny Diaz, the former Miami mayor,
Yes, Manny Diaz is the Democratic Party chairman for the state of Florida right now.
Mm-hmm. And Anna Sophia Pluz, who's the co-founder of the Miami Freedom Project. Do any of those ring a bell?
Yes, a few of them does. Obviously, Manny Diaz, chairman of the Democrat Party here in Florida. And Felice Gorodo, who is also, he represents one of these organizations that, you know, I'm not going to cast aspersions on the organization, but they are not one of these true, you know, pro-freedom Cuba. They're more of a pro-dialogue with the regime to try to normalize relations, and hopefully by normalizing those relations, we can spur, democratic reforms on the island. It's one of those kinds of groups.
Gotcha.
And yeah. So definitely these are folks on the left. Who I wouldn't call them communists, or I wouldn't call them, you know, pro-Castro types or anything like that. I would not call them that. But their method of wanting to bring about reform in Cuba is one of appeasement. It is one of dialogue with an illegitimate genocidal regime, and it's one that I personally reject, and most of us on who are fighting and advocating for freedom for Cuba also reject.
Well. And that's what I was wondering, is if this is the Biden administration tipping their hand at all, and it seems like it is not. It is them just kind of wading in on safe spaces with people who aren't going to ask for U.S. intervention.
Yeah, and one of the things that I'd like to mention is, you know, I salute the Biden administration for wanting to reach out to, you know, Cuban Americans to discuss this very important issue, but you have to meet with the right people. Why did he not invite any of the Cuban American Congress people? I mean, we have several. We have Marco Rubio. We have Salazar. We have Jimenez. We even have some Democrats. We have Albio Ceres, who represents New Jersey. Menendez, Democrat, who represents New Jersey. And look, and even though they're Democrats, these guys are solid on the issue of Cuba. They know what the problem is, and they could offer the administration, the kind of advice that I think would be the right advice. So why were they not included in these conversations? Instead, they bring these groups that are, you know, squishy, that are, you know, that played a role when Obama opened up to Cuba. And look, Obama opened up to Cuba in such a way that he did everything that he possibly could legally to open and normalize relations with Cuba. And Cuba did absolutely nothing in return to, you know, democratize, to institute reforms, nothing. In fact, the I think 70 or so political prisoners that they released as part of the deal with Obama, they quickly rearrested within a few months. So, you know, I mean, it's you cannot dialogue with a regime like this. You just can't.
Right. So what are the latest reports from the ground in Cuba? Are things at the same pace? Are they heating up? Are they quieting down?
Interesting. It's been a bizarre few days in Cuba. So July 26th is the symbolic beginning of the Castro Revolution, okay? 1953 is the first time that they did something, and I'm not going to enter into all the details of what they did, but, you know, it's kind of like celebrated as the anniversary of the Cuban regime, July 26th. So in July 26th, there were a lot of protests against the regime because of the significance of that date. And on that date, the regime went ahead and shut down the internet again. Okay, and they did so for several hours. And what the regime has been doing for the past several days on January, not just July 26th, but, you know, for the past several days, as the protests have died down a bit overall, is that they're now going door to door, and, you know, oftentimes in the middle of the night, and entering people's homes and arresting people who they suspect were part of the pro-liberty demonstrations.
Children as young as wild.
Yeah, children as young as 14 or 15 years old have been, you know, just in the middle of the night, Gestapo style, you know, pounding on your door. They take your kid and throw them in jail. And a lot of these kids and young people have been unaccounted for ever since. One particular girl that comes to mind, and this was making the rounds on social media, they somehow smuggled this video out. They interviewed her. She was arrested, and they even sexually assaulted her. while she was under arrest. So, I mean, horrific things that are coming out of Cuba, and it's a disgrace. Now, something bizarre and interesting that has come out of Cuba in terms of developments is that in the past 11 days, six of the highest-ranking Cuban military officials have strangely died. And this is not just rumors. I mean, the Cuban regime has put out, you know, on their state press, they've put out notices that, you know, General so-and-so and Brigadier General so-and-so died with his family, da-da-da. But six of them in the past 11 days is...
COVID?
Is very strange. Yes, very strange. Including the commander of the Eastern military, the Cuban Armed Forces, the Eastern Division, if you will, and the one from the West also. And one of the generals that died is the general that gave the green light in 1996 for the Cuban MiGs to shoot down the Brothers to the Rescue civilian airplanes over international waters. So he's one of the guys who just happened to die in the last 11 days, which is really bizarre.
So we don't have any cause of death? Like, are they even chalking this up to COVID or something that might be? Or
nope.
Are they just,
they have not said, they have not given not a cause of death. Some of the reports that we've heard are that they were very quickly cremated after they died, and that's it. They
never
have not
a good
to
sign, by the way.
I'm sorry?
Never a good sign when you're very quickly... cremated people.
Yeah. So look, there are a lot of, speculation is, you know, were some of these generals refusing to obey orders on the part of the regime to, you know, crack down on protesters, in which case, you know, they died at the hands of the regime, you know, valiantly after so many years of being reprobates. That's one theory. Another theory is, that they may have just died, you know, but another theory that's floating around is that the regime is eliminating some of these old guard. And you have to understand, some of these generals were in their 70s and 80s, and some of these guys fought with Castro during the revolution. So maybe the regime is trying to purge, as Soviet-style regimes often do, trying to purge the old guard so that they are in a better position to negotiate with the international community, and they could say, look, you know, we're no longer the old guard. All those guys that fought with Castro, they're all dead now. We're a new breed. You know, let's talk, let's dialogue kind of thing.
Okay.
And again, this is all speculation. All speculation.
Interesting. All right. Well, if you're just tuning in, you're listening to April Marie Fogel and Christian Camera on the line. We're going to hit a quick break. And when we come back, we will get more into what's happening in Cuba and what other nations are doing, what other reactions there are out there. We will be right back.
Coming or going, but whether you're going to work or coming home, Greg Budell is there. Mornings 6 till 9 and afternoons 3 till 6. Only on News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Hi, this is Dan with Dan Black Studios. Now's a great time to transfer your home videos during our July 50% off special. Whether you want a DVD or digital file, call us today at Dan Black Studios. We've been providing professional video services for over 35 years, and all work is done right here in our facility in Montgomery. Unlike those stores that ship them off to who knows where. Dan Black Studios, 279-6036 or danblackstudios.net. Don't forget about our July 50% off special.
Hi there, I'm Kim Williams with Alabama Home Mortgage.
And I'm Madeline Cannon, and we understand what it means to serve. As children of military veterans, we are committed to providing our service members with the very best mortgage rates and experience.
Our community is full of veterans that would benefit from a VA interest rate reduction refinance loan, IRRL for short. For those veterans who currently have a VA loan, this program is reserved exclusively for you.
We can lower your rate and lower your payment with no appraisal or income documentation required. You'll even skip a month's payment. payment, maybe two.
An Army veteran purchased a home in Pike Road just over a year ago. We were able to drop her interest rate over a point and save her $418 a month with a VA interest rate reduction loan. Folks, if you have a VA loan, you owe it to yourself to pick up the phone.
Call Alabama Home Mortgage today at 567-4223 or visit us online at myalabamahomemortgage.com. Call Alabama Home Mortgage because there is a difference in mortgage companies.
NMLS 1586-368, Equal Housing Lender.
Prescription products require an online consultation. Restrictions apply. See website for full details and important safety information.
Think you might have ED? Not sure? Well, we'd like to let you in on a little secret. ED is common. About 40% of men experience ED by age 40. But the solution is simple. Find it at 4hims.com.
I didn't have to talk to a doctor in person. There was no copay, and the medication was shipped right to my door in discreet packaging.
Hims took care of it, fast and easy. Now our love life is better than ever.
Get access to doctors online who can prescribe you FDA-approved ED medication if appropriate. The same active ingredient as name brands, but 90% cheaper. Skip the waiting rooms and pharmacy lines. Get a free medical consultation and rise to the occasion or your money back. Go to 4hims.com/radio to get your first visit free. No copay required. The only way to get this special offer is to go to 4hims.com/radio. forhims.com/radio.
The school year is almost here. Isn't it an embarrassment that teachers in our area are often forced to buy their own classroom supplies? Isn't it a crime that kids are forced to start school without everything they need? Blue Water Broadcasting asks you to cram the van and help kids and teachers in the River Region get off to a great start this school year. Drop off school supplies such as pens, paper, notebooks, cleaning supplies, and backpacks to Midtown Pizza Kitchen. Locally owned, laid-back, family-friendly vibe for over 10 years. Donate what you can and help us cram the van for public schools in the River Region. From Blue Water Broadcasting and Midtown Pizza Kitchen.
To find out how you can help, go to Newstalk931.com.
The River Region's News Talk Station. News Talk 93.1, WACV. News Talk 93.1.
Good afternoon, everyone. You are listening to April Marie Fogel. On the line with me, Christian Camera.
Hey.
Hiya, Christian.
Hi
now,
again, Christian,
you are, in fact, in the private sector now. You have you have given up your policy wonk hat after many, many years at different think tanks, and you're you've gone over to the dark side.
yeah.
All right. Well, for our listeners, in the past, you have worked for, what were the, it was R Street?
The R Street Institute, the Heartland Institute, Competitive Enterprise Institute, and I write for, you know, other think tanks and organizations. Sometimes I write for the James Madison Institute, which is a good, great free market group here in Florida. But yeah, I've gone into private practice now, and I do government relations and do campaigns and whatnot. So yeah, I'm still in the freedom movement in that regard, because I only engage on issues and candidates that that I believe are advancing the cause of liberty.
Well, speaking of advancing the cause of liberty, is Cuba finding other other places and other groups around the world that are working in unity to them? I know we've seen people throughout in Miami, people in Washington, D.C., calling for a free Cuba. Have we seen that in other places?
Yes, actually, there has been, you know, in the last several days, a lot of countries have chimed in on the issue. 22 countries signed on to a letter condemning the Castro regime for their crackdown on peaceful protests. Some of those countries include Israel, Guatemala, Ecuador, Poland, Lithuania, Czech Republic, Brazil, Honduras, South Korea, of course. I mean, so there are a lot of countries, especially in Eastern Europe, that know firsthand what Cuba's going through and that survived this sort of tyranny, that have stood in solidarity with the protesters and the Cuban exile community. The OAS, Organization of American States, they called an emergency meeting to deal with the Cuba issue. And unfortunately, at the last minute, the meeting was called off when Mexico, Nicaragua, Argentina, I believe, was one of them, the CARICOM countries, the Caribbean community countries, you know, countries like Bahamas and, you know, some, they all objected. And in fact, CARICOM countries said that they would boycott any such meeting. And unfortunately, the OAS had to cancel the meeting, which goes to show, you know, that the Castro regime, all these leftist governments in our hemisphere, they stand with the Castro regime. So, you know, it's a shame. On July 26th, there was a massive, massive demonstration in Washington, D.C. In fact, I had mentioned it on last week on your show,
yes,
there was going to be one. And it was estimated that about 60,000 people showed up, not just Cuban Americans, but, you know, folks of all stripes, you know, everybody who supports a cause for free Cuba, they all showed up. And I'd like to highlight one thing. There were 60,000 people that gathered in front of the White House. There was not one American flag burned. There was nobody arrested. Everything was peaceful. So,
right,
just goes to show that those of us who protest for liberty are peaceful protesters, and we do things the right way, and the ones who agitate for more tyranny tend to do the opposite.
That's a very good point. Very good point. Now, you went there.
Unfortunately, I could not make it. No,
okay.
I could not make
you
it, didn't. But, you know, I was cheering them on and trying to get as many people out there as I could.
All right. Well, I think that's amazing. I love the show of support. So, and I really do believe that if more young Americans who do not understand and value the freedoms they have, even the freedoms to criticize government, the freedoms we have to protest, and if people could look to places like Cuba and know that that's what they're asking for. They're asking for, when they're asking us to you know, have universal health care and take away all the money from the rich, and you know, all of these things that then in essence make us America, all the freedoms and the ability to succeed and all of these things. You just look to Cuba and you go, why would anybody want that?
Yeah, no, it's absolutely disgraceful. And, you know, on the issue of, you know, universal health care, one of the things that we've been hearing reports out of Cuba is a lot of the folks who were protesting and got injured in the protest, because, you know, the Castro's goon squad would go in there with 2x4s and beat them and do all sorts of things. A lot of those protesters would then go to the hospitals to get treatment for broken bones or whatever else, and they would be denied treatment, or they would just be left in waiting rooms languishing, even if they were life-threatening injuries, not just because of the medical shortages that they have in Cuba, but also as a punitive measure for daring to protest against the regime. So imagine a situation like that in this country where, I don't know, imagine if the Black Lives Matter protesters, the ones who got injured doing their protesting, and they would go to a hospital, and the hospital said, you know what, you're a Black Lives Matter protester. We're not going to treat you because we disagree with what you're doing. We disagree with your political cause. That's obscene to me. That they would do that. But listen, that's what happens in totalitarian regimes that control everything, including the healthcare system.
Could you imagine if the state ran things and they just decided if you are if you're involved in violent crimes against one another, as say a gang or a certain circumstances, they'd say, okay, well, we don't have to treat you either. There's
right.
So many things that could go wrong with a government run healthcare that I
absolutely
hadn't even considered.
Absolutely. You know, and there were some counter protesters at the protest in Washington. Most of these groups were, you know, Code Pink and all, you know, the usual suspects, of course. And they were there protesting about, you know, the embargo. And look, I always want to bring up the embargo whenever I get invited to shows like this, because the American people largely don't know what the embargo is and what it does. People assume that the embargo is the United States will not buy anything from Cuba, and Cuba cannot buy anything from the United States. That is not true. The United States is one of Cuba's largest trading partners. The only thing that the embargo requires is that everything that the United States sells to Cuba has got to be paid for upfront in cash. We cannot finance any of their purchases of our products because Cuba is known to be as a deadbeat. You know, they take loans from everybody and then they never pay it back. That's number one. And number two, the embargo would be lifted tomorrow. Tomorrow. Automatically without an act of Congress. If Cuba just met three requirements that are spelled out in U.S. law. The first requirement is you release all political prisoners. Second requirement is you legalize all political parties, all trade unions, and the entire press. And the number three requirement is that they schedule multi-party elections. Those are the three requirements. If Cuba did that today, tomorrow the embargo would be lifted automatically, and then we could trade with Cuba and everybody will be happy. So you tell me, what of those three requirements do the Cuban people not deserve?
Yeah, that is absolutely, it's wild to imagine that all of this time they being the regime would rather hold on to their power than take care of the people.
That's exactly right.
And I say that's wild, but it's not wild because that's exactly who and what they are.
Yeah, and by the way, the U.S. embargo doesn't affect their trade with any other country in the world. Cuba can trade with any other country in the world. The problem is that no other country wants to loan them money either because they get ripped off by Cuba every time they do. So, you know, the rest of the world does trade with Cuba, and some countries do extend them credit, like China does and other countries. But the U.S. embargo does not prohibit any other country, even our closest allies, from trading with Cuba. They can do so as much as they want.
All right. Well, it's so great to hear from you again. I hope we're able to do this in another week or two. Tell our listeners where they can find you.
Well, feel free to follow me on Twitter, @ Christian Camara, CHRISTIANCAMARA.
All right. Thank you again for joining us, Christian, and for the update on what's going on in Cuba. Like I said, I've had a lot of listeners say that they're glad we're doing this because the mainstream press is really, they're just not covering this the way they should be.
No, absolutely not. And it's a rotten shame that this is happening 90 miles from our coast. They'll cover protests that are happening halfway around the world to a much greater degree, but they won't cover what's going on in Cuba. And quite frankly, that's because, and I hate to say this, in the American left, the Castro regime has a lot of allies in the American left, and that's just the unfortunate truth.
Yeah, that's unfortunate reality. All right, yeah. Lev, well, thanks for calling in. Love talking to you.
Thanks so much for having me on. You have a good one.
You too. You are listening to April Marie Fogel. That was Christian Camara. Joey Clark, keeping me out of trouble today.
Indeed.
We are going to hit a quick break, and when we come back, there will be more. Do not forget, 272-9228, 272-9228, if you want to call at any point today. And when you do call, don't forget, you've still got time to get in on that Sweet Creek drawing, $60, and then next week's Mortgage Corporation of the South, $75. Back right after this.
Carry News Talk in your pocket? Download the News Talk 93.1 app from the App Store. Available on iPhone and Android. Never miss a moment. Download now.
Hello, everybody. This is Doug Singleton. As Bernie has continued to expand across the Southeast, we have changed our name to Xerox Business Systems. When people hear Bernie or Xerox, they think of copy machines or printing services. That is for good reason, as we have been the leader in the Montgomery market for the past 60-plus years. But did you know that Xerox has been in the IT service business for over 30 years? Xerox has a breadth of services and expertise to support your organization, regardless of size. Our dedicated managed IT service team supports our clients with personalized service to keep your network accessible, efficient, and secure. We can also provide physical security through a cloud-based security camera and access solution that provides a web-based platform to make management simple and scalable. We also have the highest level of partnership with Cisco, HP, Dell, Lenovo, and many more. Give me a call at 201-0199, 201-0199. 1-800-926-0199.
Looking for insurance, or maybe you're just not satisfied with your current carrier? How does quality coverage with local service and competitive rates sound to you? The folks at Stark Agency offer just that. Whether you need insurance for your business, car, home, or life, Stark Agency can help. As an independent insurance agency with over 20 of the top insurance carriers, Stark is sure to find the perfect match for you and your loved ones. Visit their site at starkagency.com or give them a call at 334-263-5535 for a quote today.
Well, according to research, 82% of people remember radio ads. That means that 82% of you listening right now will remember that this is an ad for ZipRecruiter. If you're hiring, 82% of you will recall that ZipRecruiter makes hiring faster and easier. And 82% of you will note that you can try ZipRecruiter for free today. But you have to go to ZipRecruiter.com/radio, like where this ad plays. 82% of you will keep in mind that ZipRecruiter's technology finds qualified people for your job and actively invites them to apply.
Is that you? Who are you talking to?
82% of you will also know that I, live with my mom. But the most important thing to note is that ZipRecruiter works. In fact, 4 out of 5 employers who post on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. Will you be part of the 82% who remember where you can try ZipRecruiter for free? It's ZipRecruiter.com/radio. Again, that exclusive link is ZipRecruiter.com/radio. Yes, radio. That's ZipRecruiter.com/radio.
It's been such a crazy day. Traffic on I-65 is nuts. I've still got to pick up the kids. I am just ready to be home. Wait a minute. It's Wednesday. Southern Bells came today. Today is my favorite day of the week.
With all the busyness of daily life, wouldn't it be nice to come home to a clean house with fresh sheets on your bed? For years, Southern Bells Cleaning Service has been earning the trust of the River Region. Call Southern Bells today at 546-0715 or follow them on Facebook at Southern Bells Cleaning River Region.
Rich Thomas Weather, a service of The Herb Shop, where the word expert means knowledge and knowledge means The Herb Shop. Let the experts at The Herb Shop help you feel better today. Check them out on the web at herbshopal.com. The Herb Shop, Peppertree Shopping Center, Montgomery.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Well, hi, everybody. I hate to be the one to tell you that the heat advisory continues again today. This is the fifth day in a row. Our actual high temperature will be near 100, but the heat index is high as 108 today. Sunshine dominates. The rain chance is very small, 10% at best, and tonight's low down to about 80. Tomorrow, another tough day with a high in the upper 90s, more dangerous heat indices, but some widely scattered spotty storms will be around in the afternoon and evening hours, and the rain chances get better on Sunday and Monday, and the temperatures will level off. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
Summer vacation is finally here, and so are amazing deals on cars, trucks, and SUVs from Brubaker Motors. From our dealership to your driveway, it's better at Brubaker.com.
Live local talk, the River Region's only 24-hour News Talk FM station. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Friday afternoon. That just might be the music, though. I dig some upbeat music. You are listening to April Marie Focal. Jeff Poor on the line. Jeff Poor writes for Yellowhammer, Breitbart, Lanny App, and he's a radio host during some point of all that. And a father to a little baby. Hiya, Jeff.
Hey, April, how are you?
I'm good. You know, I'm literally, so I started my day and I kind of was like, I'm not going to let my show be overwhelmed by COVID conversations. But it's so hard. You know what makes it even harder? Look at what you've been up to and you actually got Governor Bentley to weigh in on Governor Ivey's comments?
Well, he wanted to. So I kind of set out to get at least people that have a medical background and a public policy background to talk about the whole vaccine phenomenon in Alabama. And Alabama, you see it over and over and over again. Whenever they trot out somebody from UAB, Alabama has the lowest vaccination rate in the nation. And, I mean, it's not clear to me, you know, well, clearly if the objective is to get more people vaccinated, whatever the Alabama Department of Public Health and the healthcare apparatus in our great state is doing isn't working. So from a public policy standpoint, well, how do you rectify this situation? And it's pretty clear to me, we were having this discussion when I was on with you last week. The Governor Ivey approach, segregating or creating two distinct classes of people, isn't a very good approach. That isn't going to work. So I think that's, you know, you want to find people that are kind of experts in knowing how to use public policy to benefit or to achieve whatever their goal is.
And Bentley came to mind, huh? Well, I
he was a former governor, and he's a
doctor. I just found it. You're one of the only people who he goes on air with, or that I've seen him on air with. But for those curious, what he told Jeff is that he wouldn't blame the vaccinated for the COVID spike, but encouraged people to go get vaccinated. He also had said, "Don't listen to Fauci." That's a whole lot of information in one interview. Somewhat contradictory in one another.
Well, I tell you what else, though. I do think the approach is a little... Here's what public health officials have to grapple with in Alabama. Number one, this distrust in our institutions. While that is, it's a phenomenon that's not just in Alabama, it's more prevalent in Alabama. People don't trust the government. They don't trust Anthony Fauci. They don't trust CNN. They don't trust MSNBC. They don't trust the mainstream media. Well, and that distrust is so thick, let's say, that they're outright rejecting anything they tell them, including going out to get vaccinated. So that is the given. That is the assumption we have to operate under. All of those are premises that we must operate under. How do you overcome that? And it is a discussion is never the art of persuasion. It's always like just shame and, you know, like I said, creating common sense folks and the unvaccinated folks. That's not a realistic approach. So one of the guys I talked to last week was Dr. Larry Stutz. He's a state senator from Tuscumbia up in the Shoals. He says we should have at some point really relied on local primary care physicians to be the ones promoting this. And not try to do, I don't know, these celebrity stunts or get the media to be really at the forefront of this to get the word out. If people just, with the level of distrust in our society right now, and particularly in Alabama, you needed to look elsewhere to get people motivated to go out and get vaccinated.
No, that's a very fair point. And I feel like maybe that moving forward is part of what needs to happen. I've been encouraging people all week on this show to not let a Facebook post, not let any one news anchor or, you know, celebrity or whatever, commentator for that matter, help make the decision for you. You need to make it based on your unique health circumstances, your family circumstances, those around you and their risk factors. I heard from Paul DeMarco earlier of special considerations he and families around him have. And I get it. This has been treated as everybody needs to get vaccinated. And if you don't, you're kind of a jerk. And everybody now needs to wear a mask again. And if you don't, you're kind of a jerk. And there's no wiggle room for independent thinking because it's just do it or forget it.
Let me throw it to you like this. I for a living, my main job is I work for Breitbart News. I am sort of the TV guy. I'm the TV correspondent. I have a staff. But most of my day is spent consuming four cable networks, Newsmax, Fox News, CNN, and MSNBC. Watching CNN last night, and you have a Don Lemon up there and a Chris Cuomo, and they're telling you, you know, just how stupid those MAGA wearing Trump supporters are for not getting vaccinated. Operating on that premise, that's who the unvaccinated are. First of all, we don't really know that. There's no way to quantify that. But telling you that you need to go out and get vaccinated for all of these reasons, and not to make this about freedom or liberty. This is about the good of society. This is about public health. How many of Don Lemon's viewers do you think aren't vaccinated?
Right, right. So now they're in their own echo chamber, within that echo chamber, making sure the people who are hearing them are judging the people who have no desire to watch or listen to him whatsoever.
Well, furthermore, this is where it becomes very, very political, inherently political, and obviously political, that if that's the audience, these are the true believers in vaccinations that he is speaking to, that he is talking to, then if that's the case, he's just using that platform to cast aspersions on the unvaccinated. And why? The objective there becomes it's not a public health concern. It's a political concern, and it wants to bolster the image in the eyes of, you know, those in the echo chamber of the Democratic Party to reinforce their own biases. And that's why people don't trust it, because it is so obviously and blatantly political that by making it as such, you lose a big share of the population, particularly conservative-leaning areas. So if your stated objective is to get vaccination rates up higher, the shame element, particularly by news sources that aren't very trusted, it's just another reason for them not to get vaccinated.
Right. We're going to hit a quick break here, Jeff Poore. And when we come back, we'll talk a little bit more about this. And the conversation is, where do we go as a state besides just local lockdowns that's going to be effective? And that and a few other issues. I do want to get into a few political issues, too. For those who are just tuning in, you're listening to April Marie Fogel and Jeff Poore on the line. We'll be right back.
Going. But whether you're going to work or coming home, Greg Budell is there. Mornings 6 till 9 and afternoons 3 till 6. Only on News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Bling, bling, bling. No money out of your pocket. We're going to re-bling things that you do not wear anymore. That's right. It's Marguerite's Exquisite Jewelry. And if it's sitting in a drawer, it doesn't belong there. We need to do something with it. Trade it in, make something new, or walk away with a big check. Either way, we are going to re-bling you. We're going to make it something wonderful. And you're going to have a big, big smile on your face regardless. So we're right there in the Pep Tree Shops on Vaughan Road, open 7 days a week. Whatever's you're thinking about, come in and let us design or give you a check or whatever you want to do.
Hey, River Region, Tommy from ProLink Security here. Have you heard about this month's special? From now to the end of July, get 4 cameras installed in your home or business for only $699. No contract, no monthly fee. Call today, 334-285-5833. Again, 334-285-5833, or visit us online at prolinksec.com. That's prolinksec.com, or follow us on Facebook.
AESBL license number 475.
On FM, on your smartphone, and online, the River Region's most trusted voice, News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Afternoon. You are listening to April Marie Fogel here with Jeff Poore on the line. Joey Clark keeping me out of trouble. At least trying to.
Certainly.
So yesterday, and I didn't announce because I didn't want anybody to stalk me. I know that some listeners get concerned about me talking about what I'm doing. Yesterday after the show, I went to Sweet Creek. Joey, the tomatoes. I keep talking about the sweets.
Yeah.
But they're fruit and vegetables. Oh, and I bought honey last time and I had to buy more honey because my sitter wanted some to die for.
Yeah, Reed Ingram goes the extra mile finding the freshest of the fresh produce. I mean, spectacular stuff. And I've seen a picture of those tomatoes. I've taken a gander at those maters. It would make an incredible sandwich. And whether it's the fresh produce folks or it's some of those jellies, jams, and preserves, specialty items there in the market. Or if you're looking to pick up lunch or maybe a big spread for a big event at night, ribs and Boston Butts, pulled pork, the Cuban sandwich is fantastic. And we've already talked about this week, April Marie, the cakes and the cookies and the peach ice cream. They really do great things there at Sweet Creek. And it's also a great way to spend an afternoon with the kids. Plenty to do out there. Great family-friendly environment. And we got the drawing coming up. We're going to do it a little early today, right after 2. So it's going to be a $60 gift basket. And we still have room for some names. I think we can squeeze in a few more names. So y'all check out Sweet Creek Farm Market and stay tuned for that Sweet Creek Farm Market gift basket drawing coming up after 2 p.m.
272-9228 if you want to get in on the conversation. 272-9228. You know what, Jeff? While we were at that break, I got COVIDed out. I'm all COVIDed out. I'm going to switch to a completely different subject. You ready?
Ready.
Jim Ziegler saying he's met the threshold and is officially filing for governor.
Well, he said he's officially filing as a candidate to fundraise, but he is not, I guess, fully committed to qualifying yet. So who knows? I think the more interesting name, if I'm looking at this, is Tim James. Had an op-ed out in a bunch of publications in Alabama earlier this week, kind of hearing through the grapevine he's going to make some kind of announcement one way or another later in the year. Somebody is considering a run for governor. Jim Ziegler, he was on the ballot, if y'all remember, in 2020 against Kay Ivey for that spot on the Republican National Committee.
That didn't count. That wasn't a real race.
Yeah, but he did. I mean, there wasn't even a protest vote there.
I don't know what you're talking about, Jeff Poor. I voted for him.
Well, I mean, I kind of left it blank, I think. I don't remember, but I remember reading the sample ballots. But I don't see a path for Jim Ziegler. He's not going to be able to raise money, and that's probably the biggest reason. But, I mean, these statewide campaigns can be a slog. And I think you've got to have at least some, if you're going to be the underfunded underdog, you've got to have at least some kind of name ID, some kind of name recognition. It's not clear to me that that our state auditor has that. He may do well in some pockets of the state. He's from Sylacauga. He'll do well in Mobile somewhat. But, if you're in it to win it, you're in it to win that nomination, then that's going to be, it's so hard for me to see a path for him. It's hard to take him serious.
Yeah. Let's talk real quick, because you went to the Alabama Federation of Republican Women's event featuring Marjorie Taylor Greene. Tell us a little about that.
There were no human sacrifices or anything, any QAnon, worship at the altar of QAnon or any of that stuff.
Were there any QAnon signs or shirts?
Nothing. It was more like a bingo night at the, at the retirement home or something. There were no protesters. There was security there, but it just wasn't what people made it out to be. There were a few media there, John Sharp, Brandon Mosley, they were in attendance, but we were told that it was going to be this stain on the image of Republicans, the Republican Party. Now, I mean, it wasn't hardly any of that. My assessment of Marjorie Taylor Greene, this is the first time I've got to see her speak in real life, is you can see where she's not bad for a freshman member of Congress speaking to a crowd like that. She wades into Roy Moore territory a little bit with talking about the Bible and transgenderism and all of that. But other than that, you could see why she has a following like she does.
Yeah, charismatic. And she, one of the things that you pointed out, she said, three of my favorite things: impeach Joe Biden, expel Maxine Waters, and we've got to take out the trash in Washington, D.C., and fire Anthony Fauci. And that got a lot of applause. And I'm 3 for 3. I love it.
Well, and that's kind of how her she kicked off her speech, which got a lot of applause. So I don't see where Republicans go wrong there. I mean, maybe you don't want her some of the crazy antics or having to relive or relitigate some of the things she may not have said on social media. But expel Maxine Waters, impeach Joe Biden, and fire Anthony Fauci. You do that, you probably, most of the country, you're going to win a Republican primary.
Did she do any pull-ups?
No, she did not. But
I've just seen videos on Twitter and the like, Jeff, and it's impressive. I'm very impressed.
She's a very motivated individual. I'll leave it at that.
You got to like a lady with some strong lats.
I was surprised that this was actually a part of the speech where she said, I will tell you this. Sometimes you're going to hear people saying crazy things like President Trump is going to be back in the White House in August. That's not going to happen. Please don't believe anyone is telling you those kinds of things. I get so frustrated with that. That's a big deal because a lot of people want to paint her as the kind of delusional individual that believes that's going to happen.
Well, that's the playbook. MSNBC has done dedicated full segments to, and I don't know anybody, maybe you guys know somebody that thinks Donald Trump's going to be reinstated on August 15th or whatever the day is. But they've done numerous segments about this, and the poster child they always try to make be behind that is whatever QAnon, any of y'all members of QAnon, let me know. I've never actually met somebody that's a QAnon, car-carrying QAnon member, if that's even a thing. But that was always how they tried to brand that wing of the Republican Party. And the headmaster, the ringleader there, says it's nonsense.
Right. And so it's kind of a, I like this. At first I was like, why is she coming to Alabama? And I love myself some strong Republican women. For obvious reasons, but I feel like we need more strong, outspoken Republican women. And so I was a little like, where is this going to go? But it sounded like she really was on message. Hey guys, 272-9228, 272-9228. If you want to get in on the call, maybe if any of you went to see Marjorie Taylor Greene, or if you're agreeing or disagreeing with these comments of hers I've said, feel free to give us a call. What were you going to say, Jeff?
Well, let me tell you a little secret, though, about this. She came on her own bill. She didn't take a dime. It was a fundraiser for the Federation of Republican Women. And she came and spoke. She didn't take a cut, which is, you don't hear that much.
No,
you don't hear that. You know, so, like, it makes sense that they were able to bring in a high-profile speaker that people would pay. The tickets were like $100. And a VIP ticket was even more. But if you paid for the ticket and you got to see her, that all that money went to whatever the Republican cause that deemed appropriate by the Alabama Federation of Republican Women.
Yeah. So it goes to show that she is, in fact, well, I'm going to say one of two things, but she could be both. A true believer in the women of the party and in party unity. And B, she's just smart in terms of going out there and doing what she needs to do to clean up that reputation by giving speeches with some meat on the bones and without sounding like she is one of those conspiracy theorists that the media wants to paint her as.
Yeah, and that's exactly, I think she accomplished it. I didn't know what to expect. I just know you always take everything that the media tell you about somebody, kind of with a grain of salt. But I was like, well, this could go either one of two ways, with the kind of the opposite way that maybe a lot of people had expected.
All right. Well, thank you so much for coming on. Tell our listeners where they can find you on social media and your writing and all that sort of thing.
Kind of at the clearinghouse place to go, twitter.com/Jeff_4. That way you'll be able to find everything.
All right. Well, I appreciate you so much. We'll do it again next week.
Thanks for having me on.
Thanks. You take care. That was Jeff Poor, who writes for Breitbart, Lanyap, and Yellowhammer. He also has a radio show and a newborn baby of his own. When we come back, I'm going to get into some more state and local politics before our